producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. This is one of my favorite days ever. The day before Halloween. It's actually Nevada's 151st birthday, and I live in Nevada, right? Dr. Dahlia's studios, you know, like Universal Studios. I don't know if you guys have seen all the gates and all the buildings and the high-rises and all that. Yeah, that's Dr. Dahlia's studios in Vegas. I know a lot of you guys call it the Las Vegas Strip. Some of you call it Caesar's Palace. But no, don't confuse that. The Dr. Dahlia studios are somewhere among that gorgeous glitz and glitter. And there's me! So I live in Nevada, so happy 151st birthday to our Nevadans. And for those of you guys that live in other states, I guess happy birthday to your states, too. All right, we got a lot to talk about. And while I'm saying a lot, I'm waiting for my computer to load. Did you guys notice how I did that? You see what I did? That's called distraction in radio, right? You kind of distract you guys while you're sitting there fooling around and mucking around with the computer that's not working. We got some serious stuff, though. We got a bubonic plague that we've been watching now of a teenage girl that we believe received it from a flea bite in Oregon. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about facelifts. And apparently there's a study saying facelifts really don't do much to boost your self-esteem. I could get that because, you know, I have a lot of things on my plastic surgery bucket list. And I'm going to probably eventually need a facelift. I mean, I know I'm going to be drooping and, you know, needing some nip tuck. But I'm not worried about my face as much as I'm worried about my butt and my, you know, and everything else. So I could totally see why that wouldn't really help, you know, your self-image. But we are going to talk about some Halloween treats, and there are Halloween treats for kids with special needs. Many of you guys are going to be seeing the blue pumpkin, and you're going to be wondering what is the, you know, hypoxic-looking cyanotic pumpkin doing on people's lawns. We'll tell you what that means. Many of you guys are trying to lose weight, and a lot of you guys have been doing low-fat diets. And I remember in the 90s, that was a real big thing. We're going to do low-fat. Low-fat. And it didn't seem to work. We have another study talking about why it doesn't work. Now, even though we're getting all excited for Halloween season, we're just all excited, everyone's running around, they're getting the costumes on. As a doctor, I have to be prepared because this is the start of flu season. Okay? And this is where I remind everybody, get your flu shots, get your flu shots, get your flu shots. Well, we got some news with flu shots. Apparently, for those of you guys taking cholesterol medication, the statins, they say if you guys take statins, the flu shot may not work as well on you as it does on other people. We'll talk about that. Then, unfortunately, we have a sad case here where a little girl has been paralyzed and her vision is impaired, and the family in Florida thinks it was because of the flu shot. Oh, nope, not Florida. Looks like Texas. Sorry. Damn computer. Oh, yeah. See, did you see how I did that? Did you see how I blame the computer for my reporting error? How do you guys know it was a computer or it was my fault? Okay, you guys have no idea, right? Right? Blame the computer. That's what we do. Unfortunately, her parents are saying she was healthy. And then all of a sudden she was paralyzed and was losing her vision. They think it was due to the flu shot. We need to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. All right, well, let's just, you know, look, okay, you know, there's no way we're going to not, I know we got to talk about daylight savings time. And, daylight savings again next hour. Yee-haw. I don't even plant or farm, and I celebrate that extra hour so good. I'm so excited. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. First, some of you guys live in a real good city for Halloween. Some of you guys don't. Apparently, Wallet Hub has made a list of the best places to be for Saturday night's festivities. They say, according to the National Retail Foundation, 157 million Americans are going to be celebrating Halloween, and they will spend nearly 7 billion buckaroos doing it. But not every Halloween celebration is equal. All right, so what they did on Wallet Hub is they compiled a list of 2015's best and worst Halloween cities in case you have time to catch a flight. The site used 16 metrics ranging from the number of costume stores per capita to the average cost of a Halloween party ticket to the best and worst weather forecast for Halloween. Yeah, I mean, if you got 5 feet of snow, it's really hard to trick-or-treat. Okay, so here are the top 30. There's, I guess, an entire list of 100, but let's just try to hit the top 30. Number one was New York City. Trick-or-treating in New York, who would know? You know, whenever we, you know, watch TVs and movies, you see people run around from house to house and zigzag across the street, which, by the way, is very dangerous. But I guess New York City, the top place to trick-or-treat. That's pretty cool. Next is Jersey City, New Jersey. Next is Newark, New Jersey. Wait, what's going on? How come back east is getting all the credits? Oh, Gilbert, Arizona. All right, yay, we got something from the southwest. Then Laredo, Texas, Irving, Texas, Santa Ana, California, Garland, Texas, Chandler, Arizona, Plano, Texas, Bakersfield, California, Boston, Massachusetts. Oh, I'm sure the Bostonites really know how to party on Halloween. Irvine, California, Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, I would think it would be hard because everybody's wearing cowboy hats in Dallas. So you got all these kids in cowboy hats and you can't see anything around the hats. So I'm really surprised Dallas did that well, but I love Dallas, so good for them. St. Paul, Orlando, El Paso, and then Las Vegas, number 18. Las Vegas, Arlington, Texas, Chula Vista, California, Anaheim, California, Fremont, Long Beach, Lincoln, Nebraska, Phoenix, Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, San Jose, California, San Bernardino, California, Fort Worth, California, and Los Angeles was down to number 30. I love it when we beat out L.A. I was from L.A., you know, and so, you know, when you leave L.A., you know, you're kind of jealous that you don't live there anymore. So, you know, I like to, you know that at least my, you know, city where I live is Vegas doing better than L.A. Okay, so what does that mean for you guys? I don't know. Go fly out to New York City to trick-or-treat? I don't know. I'd be afraid to go into some neighborhood that I don't live in New York City and somebody slam the door in my face going, get out of here. Get out of here. Like, but I trick-or-treating. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Woo-hoo. This is one of my favorite days ever. The day before Halloween. It's actually Nevada's 151st birthday, and I live in Nevada. Right? Dr. Dahlia's studios, you know, like Universal Studios. I don't know if you guys have seen all the gates and all the buildings and the high-rises and all that. Yeah, that's Dr. Dahlia's studios in Vegas. I know a lot of you guys call it the Las Vegas Strip. Some of you call it Caesar's Palace. But no, don't confuse that. The Dr. Dahlia studios are somewhere among that gorgeous glitz and glitter. And there's me! So I live in Nevada, so happy 151st birthday to our Nevadans. And for those of you guys that live in other states, I guess happy birthday to your states too. All right, we got a lot to talk about. And while I'm saying a lot, I'm waiting for my computer to load. Did you guys notice how I did that? You see what I did? Yeah, it's called distraction in radio, right? You kind of distract you guys while you're sitting there fooling around and mucking around with the computer that's not working. We got some serious stuff, though. We got a bubonic plague that we've been watching now of a teenage girl that we believe received it from a flea bite in Oregon. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about facelifts. Apparently, there's a study saying facelifts really don't do much to boost your self-esteem. I could get that because, you know, I have a lot of things on my plastic surgery bucket list. And I'm going to probably eventually need a facelift. I mean, I know I'm going to be drooping and, you know, needing some nip tuck. But I'm not worried about my face as much as I'm worried about my butt and my, you know, and everything else. So I could totally see why that wouldn't really help, you know, self-image. But still, we are going to talk about some Halloween treats, and there are Halloween treats for kids with special needs. Many of you guys are going to be seeing the blue pumpkin, and you're going to be wondering what is the, you know, hypoxic-looking cyanotic pumpkin doing on people's lawns. We'll tell you what that means. Many of you guys are trying to lose weight, and a lot of you guys have been doing low-fat diets. And I remember in the 90s, that was a real big thing. We're going to do low-fat. Low-fat. And it didn't seem to work. We have another study talking about why it doesn't work. Now, even though we're getting all excited for Halloween season, we're just so excited, everyone's running around, they can look costumes on. As a doctor, I have to be prepared because this is the start of flu season. Okay? And this is where I remind everybody, get your flu shots. Well, we got some news with flu shots. Apparently, for those of you guys taking cholesterol medication, the statins, they say if you guys take statins, the flu shot may not work as well on you as it does on other people. We'll talk about that. Then, unfortunately, we have a sad case here where a little girl has been paralyzed and her vision is impaired, and the family in Florida thinks it was because of the flu. Oh, no, not Florida. Looks like Texas. Sorry. Damn computer. Oh, yeah. See, did you see how I did that? Did you see how I blame the computer for my reporting error? How do you guys know it was a computer or it was my fault? Okay, you guys have no idea, right? Right? Blame the computer. That's what we do. Unfortunately, her parents are saying she was healthy. And then all of a sudden she was paralyzed and was losing her vision. They think it was due to the flu shot. We need to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, well, let's just, you know, look, okay, you know, there's no way we're going to not, I know we got to talk about daylight savings time. Oh, daylight savings again next hour. Yee-haw. I don't even plant or farm, and I celebrate that extra hour so good. I'm so excited. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. First, some of you guys live in a real good city for Halloween. Some of you guys don't. Apparently, Wallet Hub has made a list of the best places to be for Saturday night's festivities. They say, according to the National Retail Foundation, 157 million Americans are going to be celebrating Halloween, and they will spend nearly 7 billion buckaroos doing it. But not every Halloween celebration is equal. All right, so what they did on Wallet Hub is they compiled a list of 2015's best and worst Halloween cities in case you have time to catch a flight. The site used 16 metrics ranging from the number of costume stores per capita to the average cost of a Halloween party ticket to the best and worst weather forecast for Halloween. Yeah, I mean, if you got 5 feet of snow, it's really hard to trick or treat. Okay, so here are the top 30. There's, I guess, an entire list of 100, but let's just try to hit the top 30. Number one was New York City. Trick-or-treating in New York, who would know? You know, whenever we, you know, watch TVs and movies, you see people run around from house to house and zigzag across the street, which, by the way, is very dangerous. But I guess New York City, the top place to trick-or-treat. That's pretty cool. Next is Jersey City. New Jersey. Next is Newark, New Jersey. Wait, what's going on? How come back east is getting all the credits? Oh, Gilbert, Arizona. All right, yay, we got something from the southwest. Then Laredo, Texas. Irving, Texas, Santa Ana, California, Garland, Texas, Chandler, Arizona, Plano, Texas, Bakersfield, California, Boston, Massachusetts. Oh, I'm sure the Bostonites really know how to party on Halloween. Irvine, California, Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, I would think it would be hard because everybody's wearing cowboy hats in Dallas. So you got all these kids in cowboy hats and you can't see anything around the hats. So I'm really surprised Dallas did that well, but I love Dallas, so good for them. St. Paul, Orlando, El Paso, and then Las Vegas, number 18. Arlington, Texas, Chula Vista, California, Anaheim, California, Fremont, Long Beach, Lincoln, Nebraska, Phoenix, Arizona, Mesa, Arizona, San Jose, California, San Bernardino, California, Fort Worth, California, and Los Angeles was down to number 30. I love it when we beat out L.A. I was from L.A., you know, and so, you know, when you leave L.A., you know, you're kind of jealous that you don't live there anymore. So, you know, I like to, you know that at least my, you know, city where I live is Vegas doing better than L.A. Okay, so what does that mean for you guys? I don't know. Go fly out to New York City to trick-or-treat? I don't know. I'd be afraid to go into some neighborhood that I don't live in New York City and somebody slam the door in my face going, get out of here. Get out of here. Like, but I trick-or-treating. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, well, let's just, you know, look, okay, you know, there's no way we're going to not, I know we got to talk about daylight savings time. Oh, daylight savings again next hour. Yee-haw. I don't even plant or farm, and I celebrate that extra hour so good. I'm so excited. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a second. First, some of you guys live in a real good city for Halloween. Some of you guys don't. Apparently, Wallet Hub has made a list of the best places to be for Saturday night's festivities. They say, according to the National Retail Foundation, 157 million Americans are going to be celebrating Halloween, and they will spend nearly 7 billion buckaroos doing it. But not every Halloween celebration is equal. All right, so what they did on Wallet Hub is they compiled a list of 2015's best and worst Halloween cities in case you have time to catch a flight. The site used 16 metrics ranging from the number of costume stores per capita to the average cost of a Halloween party ticket to the best and worst weather forecast for Halloween. Yeah, I mean, if you got 5 feet of snow, it's really hard to trick-or-treat, okay? So here are the top 30. There's, I guess, an entire list of 100, but let's just try to hit the top 30. Number one was New York City. Trick-or-treating in New York, who would know? You know, whenever we, you know, watch TVs and movies, you see people run around from house to house and zigzag across the street, which, by the way, is very dangerous. But I guess New York City, the top place to trick-or-treat. That's pretty cool. Next is Jersey City, New Jersey. Next is Newark, New Jersey. Wait, what's going on? How come back east is getting all the credits? Oh, Gilbert, Arizona. All right, yay, we got something from the Southwest. Then Laredo, Texas.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You talk too much. I say you never shut up. That's really the lyrics to the song, but for some reason they don't play the you never shut up part. I wish they did because it's a fun song. Thank you all for joining us. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I never shut up. I go on and on and on and on. And one of the reasons why I am going on and on and on and on is because we do things right. Finally, doctors in the news are being told we do something right. Ooh-wee! And guess what? All right, I didn't get to talk to you guys about the story earlier in the week, but death rates from major illnesses are falling in the United States. Heart disease down, cancer down, stroke down, diabetes down, and injuries down. Uh-huh. Doing the dance, and I'm doing the dance. Doing the dance, and I'm doing the dance, shaking the booty. That means you guys are listening. You guys, and I understand there's probably a couple other doctors in this country that you're listening to, but you guys are listening to us. We doctors aren't the bad guy anymore. Ooh, yee, ha. American Cancer Society research analyzed age standardized rates of death for 6 leading diseases and conditions over nearly 5 decades and found significant progress overall. You damn right you did. However, deaths from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which happens with smoking, has increased dramatically during the time period studied from 1969 to 2013. Okay, well, now they're just going to the bad stuff. Okay, but before we move on to COPD, let's just stop for a second. Heart disease down. Cancer down. Stroke down. Now, why is that? Pharmaceuticals. Yeah, I think pharmaceuticals. I think we have... Hey, guys, listen. I know a lot of you guys don't like the pharmaceuticals. I know you don't, but I mean, okay, what else has changed from 1969 to 2013 in the study? Well, people are smoking less. They're talking about how COPD is up. Yeah, people are smoking less, but that doesn't get all the credit. More radio doctors. That's an answer. I'll take that answer. More radio doctors. That's an answer. That's a good answer. But we do have newer medicines. We got to say that, guys. Okay? I mean, in the olden days, they knew not to eat. They knew what food made them fat. I mean, everybody thinks people didn't know anything prior to when you were born. They did. They knew about cancer. They knew about infectious disease. And, I mean, they knew about that. You know, we talked about Civil War medicine and talked about unsterile conditions and how they wanted hospitals to be more, clean and civil. The Civil War fueled a huge medicinal revolution, okay? But I mean, they knew about pathogens, and they knew that things made you sick. I mean, you had the bubonic plague, you know, years and years and years ago. Just because antibiotics didn't come out, okay, till the 20th century, or, we didn't have, radiological scans and the number of medical schools, they still knew about that stuff. So really, let's look at this. What is different from 1969 to 2013? Yeah, Reagan was president, but no, not political. Not political, okay? Because, again, remember, we got Obamacare at the end of all that. So, you have to, guys, and again, I'm not trying to give a plug to pharmaceutical companies. I don't want to sit here and do that, but we got to call it like it is, okay? You know, some of the credit goes to the medications. Now, let's give you guys credit, okay? In the olden days, you didn't go to a doctor until you needed to. Now, many of you guys are like, I want a checkup. Well, that's pretty damn cool of you. You are now being preventative, so you guys get a lot of credit, okay? I want to make sure that I don't have what my dad had, so go and check me out. Love it. Okay, you guys are doing that. Many of you guys are wanting to have sex, and you want to please your wife. Thank you. I enjoy being pleased. Thank you. Thank you. It's very unselfish of you. Appreciate it. So you go to the doctor for Viagra. The doctor's like, before I give you Viagra, let me check your heart. Find something going on with the heart. They could hopefully intervene. Heart's good. Here's your Viagra. So I think this is a group effort, and we all should take a minute to pat each other on the back. I'm really, really proud of us. Very, very proud of us. All right? You know, you guys are fighting it now. I hated the fact that years ago people would say, you know what, don't run my HIV test because I don't want to know I'm going to die. And you're like, no, I have to because I have to make sure you're not a threat. Now you're not going to die if you have HIV. Okay? I mean, you know, we have a lot of medicines and treatments out there. It's not a death sentence anymore. Many cancers are not a death sentence anymore. We're teaching you that if we could fight cancer early, we could do something about it. And we are a bunch of fighters. The American Cancer Society sees that. I see that. You see that. Keep the fight going. There's a really powerful commercial that I see floating around where you have a kid and, you know, you have, you know, kids and grown-ups and stuff, you know, talking about how they fought it and they beat it. Amen. Amen to that. So keep it up. But guys, can you just lay off ripping into the pharmaceutical companies as much as the media does? Because, I mean, again, we still need the medication. Okay, if the government's not going to be coming up with new and cool treatments, we need the pharmaceutical companies. Okay, that's all I have to say. And again, I trust me, I'd like to make the money they're making. And I can't stand the fact that one of those companies was price gouging with that $700 a pill thing. That was ridiculous. And it made me furious, furious. But for the most part, I have got to credit Pfizer and AstraZeneca and Merck and Sanofi and a variety of them out there that have, you know, come up with drugs that I've been able to treat my patients with. You know, I can't sit here and say I've saved lives and do the dance and say it was all me. Okay, I wrote a prescription down for a lot of these people that haven't had a heart attack. Okay, I wrote a referral for there to be an exam done. The insurance company gets credit. The specialist gets credit, right? The wife that I turned to and said, will you get him in with this one, please? Then the wife yelled at the husband to get him to go. She gets credit, and you get credit. Okay, so now why are death rates up with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease? Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the smoking decreases the elasticity of the lungs, and so you get a lot of air trapping. You can't get the air out. And COPD deaths, okay, started to decrease, they found, among men since, but they're increasing among women. They say we continue to make progress on reducing death rates from five of the six major causes of death, according to lead researcher Dr. Ahmadine Jamal, the Society's Vice President for the Surveillance of Health Programs and Research. He credited the overall progress of the decline in smoking, early diagnosis, better treatment of disease, cancer and stroke, and radio shows like Dr. Dahlia. Well, I mean, it doesn't say that, but it's implied. But better diagnosis and treatment, they say, can only go so far. So this is my guess. My guess is the people that have been smoking and are now, you know, a lot of the baby boomers. And then, mind you, look, they, served our country in the wars. As far as I'm concerned, the baby boomers can do whatever the hell they want, okay? I mean, well, even though, wait a second, the baby boomers didn't serve in World War II. They were after World War II, but still, many of them served Korea, Vietnam, things like that. But, well, maybe not Korea. They might have been too young. You know what? Still, they're baby boomers. Let them do whatever they want. But our older generation who made baby boomers, I still have some of them as patients who are smokers. And they're like, young lady, I'm like, yes, sir, sorry, sir. I just had to make a suggestion to quit smoking, sir, but that's okay, sir. Do you do whatever you want? Sir, thank you for protecting our country as you did. Thank you, sir. So I'm still intimidated. You know, anybody who was in the military, as far as I'm concerned, they can do whatever the hell they want in my office. I mean, you tell me what you want, okay? And I'll be like, yes, sir. Matt, you didn't serve in the military. All right, I'm the boss. I am the boss. So many of you guys that have smoked and you're older now, I can't get you to quit. You can't quit. You're addicted to it. I get that. And now your lungs are weak, or you quit, but the damage has already been done to the lungs. And it's frustrating. And it's not an easy thing to treat. So COPD is still tough. All right. And you know, yeah, we have medications out there, but we don't know how to elasticize, if that's a word I could use, your lungs. So we still got some more work to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys take statin medications to lower your cholesterol, help prevent heart disease and stroke, and I am such a huge fan of the statin medications, but this is a very interesting adverse effect they talk about. They think that it could affect how the flu shot will work in older adults, and these are two different studies. They say further research is needed to confirm the findings, but it may have implications for the care of millions of people. More than 40% of Americans over the age of 65 take statins. Now, these studies were published in the Journal of Infectious Disease, and it found that people taking the cholesterol-lowering drugs had a significantly reduced immune response to flu vaccine compared to those not taking the statins, and it could affect future flu shot recommendations for people on these medications if they're elderly. In the first study, researchers looked at data on the immune responses from an earlier flu vaccine clinical trial that took place during 2009 to 2010 and the 2010 to 2011 flu seasons. They looked at the potential effect on statin use on patients' initial immune responses after getting the flu shot. The analysis included nearly 7,000 adults over the age 65 in four countries. Both this new study and the original trial were funded by Novartis, a pharmaceutical company based in Switzerland. It makes a flu vaccine for seniors, and it has, an adjuvant that's supposed to amplify its effect. It is licensed in Europe, but not yet in the United States. After measuring the level of antibodies to the flu vaccine strain in the patient's blood 3 weeks after getting the shot, researchers found that the statin users had a much less immune response to the vaccine compared to those not taking the drug. The effect was stronger in people taking synthetic statins as opposed to naturally derived varieties of the drugs. So I'm wondering if they're talking about red rice yeast. Apparently, they say statins then interfere with the response to influenza vaccine and lower the immune response, according to Dr. Stephen Black of Cincinnati's Children's Hospital Medical Center. In another new study, researchers from Emory University looked at the possible impact of statin use on the effectiveness of the flu vaccine in preventing serious respiratory illnesses. They looked at 140,000 people spanning nine flu seasons from 2002 to 2011, including information about flu vaccine, statin prescriptions, and cases of acute respiratory illness. After the investigators adjusted for other factors, the results showed that vaccine effectiveness for preventing serious respiratory illness, again lower, and people taking statins than those who weren't. So, what does that mean? Well, this is just two studies, and we need to do a hell of a lot more. But this is very, very frustrating, okay? Right now, they suggest a high-dose flu vaccine for adults 65 and older. The CDC right now has not expressed a preference for which vaccine seniors get. They do recommend the CDC that everyone over 6 months of age or older get a flu shot every year. Older adults are at higher risk for serious illness, complications from the flu, including death. So we want older individuals getting the flu shot, hands down. But we also want older individuals to be taking statins. So somebody would say, well, then why don't we do this? If they can't figure it out, just have somebody off the statin medication for the month or two each year while we're waiting for the flu shot to take effect. I don't know if it's that easy. Okay? Because again, you need consistent lowering of your cholesterol and consistent sealing of the plaque and, it not breaking off and causing an issue. Okay? Cholesterol medicine is not supposed to be taken willy-nilly. So I don't think that would work. And here they go. Here's an option. If the statin effect were proven, statin users stopped taking the drug around the time of vaccination. I don't know if I like that. See, even they mentioned it. All right. So, I don't know what to tell you guys, but that stinks. Now, here's the thing. Okay. What will make all this go away and we'll all be able to move on with our day is if they found that the immune response that seniors made is good enough. Okay? I mean, all they did scientifically was take a look at the immune status. Okay? Did it build up enough of an immune response? But did they actually count how many people got the flu that were given the flu shot that had statin? I mean, that would be an easy test to do. Okay, who all was taking statin medications and got the flu shot? I, me. Okay, all the me's, come here. Now, of you, okay, who got the flu anyway when you got the flu shot? Me. I didn't. Good. Separate them. Okay? Who was taking the statins? Who wasn't? See what I mean? I mean, it's very easy this would be easy to do. So I would suggest somebody do a study like that. But if, you know, you don't stop anything. I mean, definitely talk to your doctor first. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I heard about this story today, and I found it pretty shocking. There is a Galveston County family that is convinced that their daughter suffered a rare reaction to the flu shot and now want answers. Brianna Browning, 9 years old, has been in the hospital since October 17th. Her parents say one day she was healthy, and then the next she was paralyzed and losing her vision. The fourth grader, who they say loves to run, jump, and play in the sand, got a flu shot at her school on Boulevard Peninsula, October 15th. Then her health went downhill. 8 hours later, she was profusely vomiting, and again Friday morning. Saturday, she was paralyzed from the waist down, blind, and seemed like she had a seizure. Brianna is currently at Texas Children's Hospital in the medical center. Her parents say doctors don't know yet what happened or why the parents are convinced it has something to do with the flu shot. We know in our hearts this was the flu vaccine that made her ill. She was perfectly healthy, no symptoms, no sickness. The Center for Disease Control recommends people over the age of 6 months get the flu shot. We talked about that. If you have an egg allergy or if you've had a previous reaction or not, then don't get it. There are a lot of myths that are out there. According to Dr. Shaw, the executive director of Harris County Public Health, they say flu shots are extremely safe, but there can be reactions. Any stresses there are mostly mild. Okay, so this is causing a lot of people to question. Now they're like, okay, now wait a second. What if this wasn't the flu shot? You're right. Maybe she came down with something else. Okay, I mean, again, I mean, it, you know, it's very, very hard to prove. Okay, I mean, you know, something like this, you know, could it be polio? Could it be, but how common is something like that? You got a healthy child that in 2 days is in the hospital. Of course, everybody's going to look at the flu shot. And I don't think anything is 100% safe. Okay? I mean, we've heard of very, very rare instances where people do not do well after getting a vaccine. The problem is it's rare. And this is why the controversy is going to go on and on and on. All right? I worry too. I mean, I make sure my kids get their vaccines. My kids get their flu shots every year. I recommend it to my patients. But do I feel they are 100% safe? Nothing is 100% safe. And that's very frustrating for me as a doctor. Okay? Because anything could cause a reaction. You know, we talk about that kid that a few years ago took Motrin over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend because she had a fever. And mom called the doctor. Doctor said to take some children's Motrin. And the kid went through a big, huge Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Skin started to peel. She has scars. And that was just children's Motrin. How many of us have taken that? So we need to realize that everything can have risks. The problem is what do you do as a parent? Many of you guys live in California now with the new law, you know, saying you got to get the vaccine or you can't, you know, take your kid to, you know, public school, you know, without a very, very good reason. I could understand why you're scared. You know, a story like this could scare you. But again, we have to still be honest. Do we know that it really was a flu shot reaction? Now, if it was a flu shot reaction, how would this have you? I don't know. I mean, maybe she got an encephalitis, some sort of infection that affected the brain. And so it obviously affected her motor and then, you know, affected her vision. You know, I don't know what the answer is. But it's a shame. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.